At a Tampa Downtown Partnership meeting today, WMNF spoke with business people and elected officials about the possibility of drilling for oil off the coast of Florida. Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio told WMNF she opposes drilling off the state's coast.
No, I don't think that's very wise at all. You know, I think it's funny how when we're faced with crises, often the argument turns, and that's what's happening here. That now you hear a lot of people on talk radio and so forth saying, the problem is we're not drilling for our own assets. Well, if anyone thinks that that's the extent of our oil problem, then I'm worried about their thought process. That is not the extent of our oil problem. Surely, I'm sure there are places in the United States where we can drill for more oil. I'm sure we have more assets underground. But that's not the issue. The issue is we have a finite amount of natural resources, that we're consuming them at too great of a rate, that other countries are consuming them at a huge rate, and that we've got to look at conservation, we've got to cut back our oil consumption, and we've got to look at alternative energy sources. If that's not the direction that this country is moving in, then we're really in trouble.
Iorio questioned the wisdom of constructing oil rigs off of Florida's coast, especially with how dependent the state is on tourism.
If we have an oil spill, do we realize what that would do to our environment, which is precarious enough in our state? So it really is of concern to me that this issue, which really needs big thinkers on the national level, is being reduced to all we have to do is drill in the Gulf and we'll be okay. That is just such a simplistic way to think about an issue that has far greater national and global ramifications.
Hillsborough County Commissioner Rose Ferlita said she was open to the idea floated by Senator John McCain and supported by Governor Charlie Crist.
Well, I know that's a change in policy and a change in position. It's the balance again of good government. We are obviously at the mercy of the countries that are pumping up the price of gas overwhelmingly, destroying our economy, hurting people that can't afford it, quite frankly. I know a technician, for example, at CVS, loves her job, has been there a long time. $60 of gas a week to come from where she lives, she has to quit. Reluctantly, she has to quit. So I think we need to look at it. Just like everything else, I don't think you need to jump into it. What are the guidelines? How close to the shoreline?
Ferlita said that if drilling happens, she would ask what kind of protections there would be for the environment.
I have been very much respectful now than in my past younger, inexperienced days about being very considerate of the environment. So now we've got that balance. What can we put in place so that this is not a jeopardy to the environment? At the same time, what can we put in place in terms of offshore drilling so that we can get this gas cheaper for our constituents? So I think the dialogue has started. There's not a right or a wrong for or against. We just need to really look at it and be very, very prudent when we make those decisions.
Tampa City Council member Mary Mulhern summarized her opinion on whether there should be oil drilling off of Florida's coast in one word.
No, I think that it's been pretty clear in Florida what the public sentiment is about that, and we keep thinking we've put that away, and it keeps coming back. So I think I'm glad that I think Obama has spoken out against it, and we've got, I think, a majority in Congress, and I hope it's not going to happen. And I think it's a mistake for anyone running for president to say that they want to have drilling off the shores in Florida, and I did hear that Obama's up in the polls today, so.
WMNF spoke with members of the business community as well. Several people were unwilling to comment on the record, but some of those who did said they need more information before they can decide for sure. This is attorney Alana Sabaro.
At the present time, I don't have an opinion on it. I would really like to get more information and then make an informed judgment.
Jay Allison is with the air conditioning company, Tampa Bay Train.
I think that it needs to be looked at in terms of an overall energy policy for the nation. And certainly the protecting the environment is critical. However, we need to have a comprehensive energy policy. And I think, you know, that's the key issue, is not to be closed-minded on any one subject or dogmatic. We need to be looking at all options.
Julie Palmer is the director of sales at the Florida State Fairgrounds and said she feels
conflicted, actually. I, like a lot of other people who didn't want it to happen before, you know, it's hard to not reconsider given the price of gas now. And however, I did grow up on the coast in Pensacola, Florida, in the Gulf, and it's so beautiful there. You know, it's hard to imagine looking out and seeing big oil refineries and to see people drilling out there. So I'm really conflicted and not sure which way I would go at this time.
For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.